absolute delight to welcome our next guest on the UMA guest line, Pauly, the architect of Camelot with Bill Walsh. That's right. 49er GM who built the dynasty, 5 Super Bowl rings, and then, oh, by the way, happens to be the grandpa of Rams coach Sean McVay, one of the great names in 49er history. John McVay joins us on the UMA guest line. His first time on the Murph and Mac show. John, Brian Murphy, Paul McCaffrey, it's great to have you. How are you this fine Friday morning?
Brad, I'm good. I'm awake. I've already had my 2 cups of coffee.
Hey, John, when we do this morning show, 2 is only, like, that's a starter. Then we have about 4 more.
True story.
Okay.
John, let's talk 49ers first, okay? I want to talk about your grandson, but there's a documentary on right now about Joe Montana's career with the Niners. And, you know, for the people who don't know their history, young kids out there, what would you tell them about how you and Bill Walsh built that Super Bowl dynasty?
Well, through prayer and sacrifice.
And something else, huh?
But what we did, we had, you know, in Bill Walsh, the absolute brilliant genius guy, and he knew what he wanted, and he knew how to get it. And when we were trying to put the team together, you know, we didn't have a whole lot of superstars, but we had a bunch of good kids. And then we had to do some work with Tampa to get that transfer, to get that trade made, so that we could get Joe. And I tell you, it was amazing. The way it finally worked out, but we finally got him anyhow.
Do you remember drafting Joe Montana out of Notre Dame if you thought he was a guaranteed, this was a steal, or were you guys taking a little bit of a chance on a skinny guy?
Our scouts, most teams do, as you know, you have, 6 or 7 scouts out combing the country. And our scouts liked him a lot. And when we say started to do through the draft there, and we got down to his number 3, he was still on the board. And we were looking at each other and saying, the scouts like him. He's productive. He's a good kid. And Bill Walsh says, well, let's take him.
Okay. Yeah, and the rest was history. Also, if you can remember, and I don't know if you remember down to the 10th round, any story on Dwight Clark, because,
what a sweetheart. What a great guy, and a wide receiver. When he and Joe both showed up as draft choices, they were put in a dorm for a couple of nights. And and they got to become good buddies. Mm-hmm. And then all of a sudden, they started to get into mischievous things. So Bill had to bring Dwight and Joe in and say, now, hey, guys, we got to cool it, you know.
The countdown is on for the 2024 NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, live from Detroit. And you can attend in person for free.
Welcome to the NFL Draft.
See the next NFL stars and experience the ultimate NFL fan festival, featuring live concerts, interactive games, player autographs, and more. The NFL Draft, presented by Bud Light, April 25th through 27th. Visit NFL.com/draft access to register for free entry today.
Oh, boys will be boys, right? But boy, they hooked up on one play, that's for sure. John McVay is the voice you hear. He is the 5-time Super Bowl champion executive of the 49ers and, of course, the grandfather of Sean McVay, which we'll ask about in just a minute. John is in, of course, the 49ers Hall of Fame as the team builder that did it. Now, I'm going to rush you from the beginning of the dynasty up to the NFC Championship in 1989 when you guys were going for your 4th ring, and you played the LA Rams. Now, here we are playing the Rams Sunday, and 30 years ago you guys played the Rams in the NFC Championship. That 89 team, John, of all the teams, 81 with the catch, 84 went 15-1, 88 You guys came back from a midseason slump. But that 89 team that destroyed the Denver Broncos destroyed the LA Rams in the NFC Championship. Do you remember that day? And was it extra sweet because the Rams were a division rival?
Well, whenever you have the intense rivalry like you do in the division, you know, that means a lot to the players, to the coaches, and to the fans. And it was one of those where everything went right for the Niners.
Well, I'll say, and you guys, but was that 89 team the best of them all?
The best team of the lot. It's not yet to come.
Okay, all right, very good. Okay, John, now we got to talk about Sunday and your grandson. Tell us about Sean, when you knew he wanted to be a football coach, how that all developed as he grew up.
Well, he grew up in the great state of Ohio and played very well as a high school student, and he went on to play college ball at Miami University in Oxford, Ohio, my alma mater. In any event, he played well there, and then he did something that's almost unheard of in the business, is that he didn't have to go and spend some time coaching high school and college ball. He went right straight into the pros with the Gruden family.
John Gruden gave him his start. What's ironic is that, or maybe this is why it happened, but you guys gave John Gruden his start as a young assistant.
He was one of my assistants at the University of Dayton. And, but I tell you, we had some super guys, and George Perlis and some other guys, and Tom Moore, famous Tom Moore. We had a great staff. But in any event, you better have good players if you're going to win.
Ain't that the truth? Montana, Ronnie Lott, all those guys. Hey, John, we're talking to John McVay, the five-time Super Bowl champ executive with the 49ers, the grandfather of Sean McVay. So what about when he got hired by the Rams at such a young age, John? What did you think about that? Because I don't see, you know, you guys didn't hire a 31-year-old coach when you were running the 49ers.
Well, when I went for the 49ers, I went with Bill, because what had happened when I was still coaching, and we brought Bill Walsh out to help us analyze our players and so on, and just to give us his opinion. And we got to Bill Walsh, and I got to became buddies, and you know, we went out to have dinner while he was our guest at our facility. And then all of a sudden, he calls me and offers me a job to come with him with the Niners, and I was on the next airplane.
For sure. Now, what's going to happen Sunday, John? Your grandson is out there against the team that you gave your life to. Dare I even ask who you're rooting for?
Ask for what?
Who you want to win Sunday between the 49ers and the Rams?
Well, that's easy. The two teams will make that decision.
Okay. You just boxed me out. I have no reply to that. So, are you nervous for Sean in this game at all?
I am. I'm just so delightfully happy with him. He's a wonderful, wonderful guy. He is just super. And I'm so proud of him. And when you think, here's a guy who had got into coaching at this level, and he skipped coaching high school and college ball and went right into the pros, and was immediately recognized and brought along well. And I kind of kid him a little bit. His dad, Tim, was a great player in college and so on. And Timmy was, of course, Sean's dad, and he was a great help in guiding him through his formative years.
And he ran KTVU, I want to say, Channel 2 here in the Bay Area, which is pretty cool. John, as we wind down here and we'll let you go, the other catch is that you have a tie to the 49er head coach. Kyle Shanahan was a ball boy when you were running the team, and his dad was a very instrumental coach for you, Mike Shanahan. So it's funny, as much as you love your grandson on one side, like, you actually have affection, too, for the Shanahans.
Well, I'm an admirer of Mike Shanahan. He's a super guy. A hell of a good coach, pardon my French, but he's really a good coach, and also happened to have raised a pretty brilliant kid, in his quarterback.
It's going to be so great to see the 49ers and the Rams. Do you have a plan on Sunday? Do you have a special couch or chair, a lazy boy to watch?
I'm going to be here with my beautiful wife, and we're going to put it on the tube and watch it.
And as you said, the teams will decide, right?
They'll decide that, yeah.
The teams will make that decision, and we will have to live with it.
That's it. You're right about that.
John, I covered you as a young beat writer. I don't think you remember. I was a little tiny kid, and I know you had bigger fish to fry. But anytime I dealt with you and asked you questions, you were always professional like you have been here. Your career speaks for itself. 5-time Super Bowl champ. You're in the 49ers Hall of Fame, and now you have a grandson who's also making history. So, well done, Mr. McVay, from a little town in Ohio. You've done good. And we wish you all the best, and enjoy the heck out of Sunday. And thanks for sharing some thoughts with the KNBR listeners.
Thank you I enjoyed visiting with you.
John McVay, everybody.
Mike Carruthers shares little pieces of intel and interviews you can use to improve your life on the Something You Should Know podcast.
The next time you're looking for a job and have to write a cover letter, here's some advice from Skip Freeman, author of a book called Headhunter's Hiring Secrets. Add a P.S. to the bottom of that cover letter. That can actually increase the chances of that letter being read by up to 75%. Some people actually glance down and read the P.S. first.
Something You Should Know. Search on YouTube or wherever you listen.